Music is known to be a universal language around the world. Music can also be used as an outlet for people that have problems at home, work, or school.
Artists tell stories about their own lives through their music. For example, Louis Tomlinson, with his new song that came out March 7th, is called Two of Us, and it's about his mother dying. I believe she died of cancer. Yeah. She died of cancer, and he wrote this song about her, how he lives. He's going to live his life for the two of them. And, like, basically everything he's doing is for her, because one of her, the last thing she told to him was, like, you have to do this-ish. That's what she told him. Isn't that
cute? Is the song good, though?
Yes. It's Louis Tomlinson. Are you sick? Are you actually sick? Okay.
Another artist that uses, like, storytelling in his music is Eminem. I know, like, in his song, Cleaning Out My Closet, he talks about how, like, how he wants to, like, do the best for his daughter, Haley, that, like, he never really gets to see. And, like, they have a good, like, relationship now, but, like, back then they didn't really have a good relationship. So, like, he uses that song to kind of tell about how he's feeling about his daughter Haley, and, like, other things that's going on in his life.
I've never heard that song. I didn't even know Eminem had a daughter.
What?
Wait, how does it go? Sing a little bit.
Okay. I said, I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you.
I've never heard that song before.
Okay, it's good. It's really good, though. So what do you think about the mumble rap that's going on right now? Like, what? Migos and, like...
I think to an extent, it's good. I think I only like it because... I think I only like it because it's funny. And, like,
it's you funny.
Can... Yeah, it's funny. Like, and you don't have to know the exact words. You can mumble whatever and, like, know. Like, people won't be like, you don't even know the words. Like, you can
I just do that.
Be like, no. And no one will ever know. You don't even know what you're talking about. So
I think the only reason why I'd like mumble rap is because the beats just go hard. Honestly, if you want to be really honest.
That ain't it. I feel like that's really what it is. And because yeah. I feel like mumble rap is the music that you can dance to. Like, I feel like that's the music that you dance to.
But you can, like, dance to Ariana Grande songs. Like Borderline, slap.
Never that's... heard her. And I'm an Ariana Grande fan. Ariana Grande fan.
It's more about, it's a hyper song. It's not, like, her, like, kind of slower songs.
I think I like her slower songs. I like songs that I can sing. Like,
they can, like
Adele. Like, Adele. The songs from, what's that movie called? Something Girls. With Beyonce.
Oh, Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls. I'd be hitting,
like,
all those.
Like, songs years. That you can, like, it's like sing your heart out to. Yes. Like the kind of feel songs.
Like, what's their names? Oh, the ones that sing, what's that one song? The heartbreaking song. Break Even. Who sings that?
The Script?
Yeah. I like The Script.
Oh, how did I know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, one artist you need to listen to is NSYNC. Now, let me tell... No. Let me tell you about NSYNC. So, NSYNC is made up of Justin Timberlake and then, like, some other dudes I don't really care about. But their song... Oh, let me just tell you. Their song, Gone, I'm telling you. If you listen to it, you can really, like feel the emotion. Because the song is really about how the girlfriend, or, like, whoever's girlfriend it was, they broke up with him. And, like now he's trying to, like get her back. But, like, she's kind of like, no. Like, I'm over it. And he's just, like, he's really heartbroken over it. So you need to listen to it. And you can, I promise you can sing your heart
Wait,
out to
it. How does
it
go? I feel like I know some of their songs, but I just don't know the song titles.
Okay, it goes like, was it something I said to make you turn away?
Never mind. I've never heard it.
Okay, and it's on Girlfriend. And, okay, I know you know, it's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. If you've heard it, you've probably heard
it. I've probably heard it.
And it's gonna be me. Oh. Slap.
What's okay?
One Direction.
One Direction is the ultimate boy band. Like, I really can't stress this enough. Like, they're different from all boy bands.
How are they different?
They're themselves. Like, they don't put on a front. They do not put on a front.
I feel like the only artists that put on a front are, like hip-hop artists. Cause I feel like they have, like not that they have to, but, like, they have, like, this, what's it called? This, like, I can't think of the word, but this thing that, like they have to follow. Like, oh, yeah, I have to wear, like, the chains. I have to throw out the stack of money. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
but I feel like also, like... you know One Direction's personalities. Like, they don't dress the same like how some other boy bands, they match. Like, there's nothing about them that matches. They're, like, really spontaneous on tours. Like, they know that their management would be mad about certain things, and they don't care. Like, they just have fun on stage. And their music slaps.
Top three favorite songs.
Oh, that's going to be tough. top three favorite songs. Honestly, I kind of like their old albums. Tell Me a Lie slaps.
Never heard of it.
Tell Me a Lie.
I think you played it for me one time.
Yeah, I think I did. Tell Me a Lie. That's a good
More Than This.
More Than This, bruh. No, Moments. Never Heartbreaking. Heard of it. Moments slaps. What's some of the... Oh, I like No Control. Made in the AM.
Never heard that.
It's their new album that they haven't toured yet. Because they're on a break, obviously.
Yeah, they're on a break.
They're okay. Coming back to tour. Why would they make a whole album and not tour it? Like... They told us, they promised that they were coming back. So, Made in the AM, I really think, if you listen to their albums, the way that, like, their songwriting has gotten 10 times better. Like, in their first album, they always say, like, now we say, na, 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 yeah, we say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And now, like, their lyrics mean something. Like,
like back in the day, like, it used to be, like, kind of like peppy, like every other kind of pop artist, but now it like it actually like has meaning behind the words.
Like what's that one song? I Want to Write You a Song. It's like it's in their new album that they haven't toured yet.
Little Things,
bro. Honestly, I feel like I overplayed that song to the point where I just don't even like it anymore. Like I could listen to it, but the one thing I also like their music videos.
Like, yeah, I'll give them that. Their music videos are really good.
Like Kiss You. Like, if you watch Kissy, they're literally being themselves.
Like, you know who else has good music videos?
Who?
Justin Bieber.
His was always about some random girl, if we're really going to be real.
Okay.
If we're going to be honest about
this. But you can't tell me that his lyrics weren't relatable, though. You can't tell me that they weren't.
Which ones?
Do you want me to pull out the whole entire discography? Like, what do you want? Believe. No. Starting from My World. Favorite. Okay. Every song is relatable. If you look at the lyrics, every song.
What's that one song? Eeny, meeny.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lover. Shawty is a eeny, meeny, miny, mo, lover.
And, because you got one less lonely.
Okay, but that's, like, that's literally his most, like most known song.
And what's that one? Smile?
You
Overboard?
Smile. Oh, Overboard my god!
Different story.
But, like, I'm telling you, people sleep on his album called Journals that came out in 2013 because it was kind of, like, a... It was released, but, like, no one, like, really, like, knew about it because, like, everyone just knows, like, Purpose and, like... Everyone just knows Purpose and, like, One Less Lonely Girl and Baby. Yeah. But Journals was about, like, when him and Selena Gomez, like, broke up and he was really expressing his feelings. I'm telling you. And that album is the most relatable.
What's the song from that album?
Confident.
Oh, wait.
She's Confident. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
I know. I've seen the song title. I don't think I've ever, like, fully listened
Confident,
to it.
All That Matters.
I know.
You're All That Matters to Me.
Oh.
Yeah, that song is a banger. You cannot tell me anything else. Confident.
I didn't even know that was in a different album.
Yeah, Confident, All That Matters, Bad Day, Slap, All Bad, Slap. Change Me, you'll cry to that song. Guaranteed. I cried to that song because it's so, like, it's so relatable. Like, and I feel like that's what an artist needs, like, in order to be successful. Like you need to be relatable.
Honestly, I feel like there's some music that I would never listen to if, like, I
country.
Didn't. Country? Like, I would not listen to that.
Country is slept on. If you're country really is slept honest. On.
Bro, what's that guy's name? Like, there's, like, this country music thing that I follow on, Twitter, mm-hmm. and it shows, like, their music videos with, like, the song playing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'd be watching them Johns, and they slap. Like, what's that? I used to screenshot them on Twitter so I could listen to them, but I think I deleted it.
Like,
but,
Florida.
James, what's his name?
How's it go?
It's not the name of the song, it's the name of the artist.
Oh, James.
James something.
Like, Florida Georgia Line, Holy. Is a great song. I don't know why people like sleep on country. I think it's just the fact that like like people associate country with like the cowboy boots and the horses and like,
but it's really not like, and it's really like not cheats, like that. Carrie Underwood. Oh my,
and Undo It by Carrie Underwood. You need to hear that song.
I've never heard that one. Oh, it's so good. Before He Cheats, I was with my teammates and I was like, I do not like country music. And they were like, no, we're going to play this one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, I hate this.
And I'm like, everyone has that mentality.
It started going, and I was like, yeah. Oh, all right.
And they're not even bad. And like I said, people associate it with like cowboy boots and like the horses, and they don't want to have that kind of like.
We cannot. Let's talk about Old Town Road.
I don't like that song.
Shut up, Ari. Dude, I know every word. That John slaps.
Is it Old Town Road by Lil Nas?
Yes.
Lil Nas X.
I'm going to take my horse.
It's all right, but it's just overplayed. And I feel like when songs are overplayed like that, it's like, I don't like it anymore. Like, just like you in Little Things, you overplayed it so much, you don't like it anymore.
But like, I don't know. Like, okay, so when movies come out, and like, you know how movies have soundtracks?
Okay.
Let's talk about it, because...
Soundtrack? Oh my gosh.
Because... sometimes, like, on Twitter, before I've seen a movie, like Bohemian Rhapsody, I hadn't seen the movie yet. And on Twitter, I liked it. And on Twitter, people were, like, remaking videos to the songs. I was like, man, these songs don't even slap, bro. They're weird. Then I watched the movie, and I was like, oh, Bohemian Rhapsody,
the song is good.
Smacks.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scalamouche, Scalamouche. And then Another One Bites the Dust is a slap.
Bro,
Another One Bites the Dust. Another one bites the dust.
like it goes stupid. Yes. Like, I feel like some songs you have to like know what it's about.
Yeah.
Have you seen On My Block?
No. And I probably would never.
On My Block, the opening scene, like it's this. There's a song called Glitter, and it goes stupid.
Like, I think like my top three like movie soundtracks would definitely be Greatest Showman by far.
Greatest Showman.
Oh my gosh! Never Be Enough.
I screamed that John so loud. Like, he really did her dirty, if you think about it.
No, she was doing the most.
Okay, but she knew he had a wife.
Exactly.
But, like, he was leading her on.
He really wasn't, though.
He really was. He's being too nice. Like, you don't let a woman cuddle on you in the car. Like,
okay, but, like, it's not even like that, though. Like, I think she thought too much of it, and maybe he didn't really think a lot of it.
Yeah, they were thinking different things.
So it was just a misunderstanding. And I was
This is me. Makes me cry.
Like, let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us. For we're glorious. Okay, but yeah. So I think like my top three soundtracks would have to be Greatest Showman for sure, and then if you haven't seen Burlesque, it's kind of a little risque movie, but. Burlesque with Christina Aguilera and Cher.
Soundtrack on TV, but I never watched
soundtrack is a banger. And then after that, maybe soundtrack. What soundtracks do I listen to? Burlesque, Greatest Showman.
I'm not gonna lie, Creed 2.
I haven't seen Creed 2.
Oh my gosh. That soundtrack slaps, bro. Like, I feel like the songs are motivational. Like, I feel like if you listen to the songs, because I know when I watched Creed and I was listening to the music, I was like, oh, this is going to bang in the car. And then, like, I listened to it without, like, the pictures in front of me, and it's just like, oh, it's whatever. It's different. I feel like that's where music differs for me. But Greatest Showman, for sure. Soundtrack. Yeah. I love Disney soundtracks. Like, I don't even think I could pick a good Disney.
Like, and I feel like Greatest Showman, like, the movie was, like, so, like, was so uplifting. Good. And the moral of the story was to, like, no matter how different you are, like...
You're still the person.
That's it.
Period.
And the soundtrack just made it even better.
Like, I bang This Is Me in the car. And all the time. Like, turn this mess up. I'm like, are you not listening to the message? Bro, let's talk about it. Like, dude,
Come alive.
No, where's the one where they tell him to go get his wife back? Like, where they're drinking?
From now on. Bro, oh my god. No, when they're good. Dancing in the end of the movie and they're like this, and they're like, dude.
Bro, like, I literally feel like crying. Like, I don't know why I feel so proud when movies come out. I'm just like, yes, yeah. I mess with the soundtrack. Like, I don't know. Like, I hate when my mom or, like, my siblings, they're like, turn this off.
And they don't appreciate the good music. I'm
like, you need to listen to the sound. Yes. Like, and listen the lyrics. To the lyrics, bro. Like,
and the meaning behind whoever wrote the song.
This song is literally the best songwriter. Like, Louis, his song, Two of Us, like, it's not even about about the sound of it. It's like, if you listen to the lyrics, like, that really hits home. Just put yourself in his shoes. Like, I hate when people are like, turn this mess off. I'm like, mess? Are you disrespecting this guy? Like, listen to the words.
Okay. I feel like, what artists don't you like? Name three artists that you don't like.
BTS, off tops. Let's talk about it. BTS needs to go.
Okay, well, I've never heard anything by BTS.
Bro, me neither.
Okay, then why don't you like
because
them?
Because they're trying to take One Direction spot, like, no, you're not gonna be One Direction.
So you're saying that One Direction was trying to take Backstreet Boys spot or like NSYNC spot? No,
they looked up to those guys. BTS. BTS. You're stupid, bro. Leave me alone. BTS, literally, they were like, I remember in an interview, I saw a clip on, what's that thing called? Instagram. And they were like, oh, do you guys know who One Direction is? And they're like, who's One Direction? I don't know. It's like the fact One Direction knows these bands and they look up to, like, they were inspired by them. BTS, they think they came up like this, like, oh, we BTS, we made it, like, nah. Yeah, you worked hard to get to where you are, but do not act like you don't know who One Direction is.
And maybe they don't because they live in a whole other country.
Okay, One Direction tours in a whole different country.
But you know those people that live under rocks and don't know
they who, obviously, like, really popular people are. They're a band that just, like, literally just made it big. They got to know who One Direction is. They ain't living under a rock. You cannot tell me they're living under a rock. They've been touring the world. Please. They know who One Direction is. They trying to front. Like, okay, One Direction. Okay. One Direction. I don't know who that is. Like, okay. We don't know who BTS is. And to think that y'all thought you was finna. One Direction isn't even together right now. And we're still winning awards over BTS. What should that tell you? BTS is trash. Thank you. Next. Tried it.
Okay.
Case closed. Next.
What other two artists don't you like? If you can even think of any.
I don't know. I don't feel like I don't dislike an artist. 6ix9ine. I don't like him.
I think it's just his whole entire, like, backstory that kind of, like, ruins his music.
It was just
music.
Like, what were you doing?
Yeah,
what
he's kind of ruined it for himself.
Oh, we need to add Lil Uzi into the mix. He's not one that I dislike. I love his music. 2016 albums was going stupid. He now made 2016. Now I do what I want.
No, everybody know the batter.
Yeah, batter.
Pockets batter. Nowadays, they got sadder. Money longer. Different song, bro. Different producer. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, his music slap. Okay, I forgot to add him into one of my favorite artists.
Who I like?
I don't feel like I dislike an artist.
Yeah.
I just don't like certain songs. What's an artist I do not like? BTS off tops, like, I don't like their music. I don't like them. I don't think they're cute. There's nothing going for them.
I don't think there's an artist that I don't like. I think it's just, like, I think every artist has something different about themselves that it's hard for me to, like, maybe get used to and then have to really listen to them, like, a lot to be like, okay, like, I can listen to this in the car or whatever.
Yeah. I actually like all types of music. I like country.
Yeah.
I like the white people stuff. I like Taylor Swift.
What's
like,
the... Oh, like,
Taylor Swift bumps.
I have... Oh, is that her or that Christina Perry?
Which one?
I have died every day.
That's Christina Perry. Okay. That's a thousand years, sweetie.
Twilight, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Twilight was a good movie. Everyone hates on it, but they were a good series.
Like country, like I think I'm more into like older music.
Bro, honestly. Like the 200, not the 200s.
The 2000s?
The 2000s, bro.
Like 2000s R&B.
Alicia Keys, like, bangs.
2000s R&B was it.
Bro, they really were.
They were
really
ahead of their times.
They really were. Like, I feel like it's not even that I'm uncultured. It's just, like, no one really listens to the songs where it gets a lot of, like, exposure to where the point that I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, they're so hidden because nobody listens to it.
And, like, oh, it feels so good. It feels, the best feeling is when, like, you find this hidden gem of a song and you're like, oh, my gosh.
I'm putting everybody on.
Yes, and you're like, where was I the whole entire time, like, when I wasn't listening to this? Like, that's how I was when I found NSYNC, bro. I listened to that every day in the shower, on my way to school, on my way home.
Oh, no, that's I live in One Direction. Okay.
If you want to talk about a slept on artist, let's get Justin Timberlake into this mix.
Bro, his music has been bang. Like, I
people
remember,
sleep
was
on
that
him,
one, like, not Mirrors, the other one.
Oh,
Latched.
No, that's no. Oh, is it I can't even think of it. Don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me.
I've heard that one. Actually, I think I am talking. I was talking about Sam Smith, but Mirrors is a banger.
Bro, Mirrors. Even though it's 8 minutes.
Bro, have you heard, I could listen.
Have you heard the second part of the song, bro?
There's a second part?
Yes, and it's like, and I can't wait to get you home just to let you know. And the beat, like, and he's like, he's literally the master at doing breakdowns of songs.
He really is. Oh my gosh. I don't really listen to his music, but Mirrors, I have to say, is an all-time favorite.
Mirrors. Okay, if we're gonna talk about albums, 2020 Vision, slap banger. Whatever else you can, whatever synonym for banger and slap there is, that's what 2020 Vision is. And Man in the Woods. Everyone I've talked to says they do not like Man in the Woods, but it's like country hip hop, and it's a slap. But I'm like, you guys have uncultured ears. Like you guys are so used to listening to the same stuff over and over and over again, and no one really wants to like.
When like, I tell venture you, out. People literally listen to trash music. Like the rappers these days are trash. Let's be real. Like
Lil Baby.
Like who is that? Like I really cannot stress this enough. Like I hate when people are like, ew, you like this music? I'm like. Compare your music to my honestly. Music has I like music that has messages.
And it's like at least I listen to different kinds of music and not the same type of music every day.
Period. Like Migos, like they're good. I like they're Cardi cool. B. Like Cardi B's a good artist. I like her. I feel like I like Cardi B because like she's real. Like she writes about her experiences.
And she's like and she stays true to like where she came from and like she tells the truth about like how she
stripped, like how she had to do what she needed to do to get her money.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like, why artists, I like her.
Artists with like real messages, like
that's what I like.
Yeah.
Like I like people who I don't really care for like obviously beats matter and the way it sounds matters to me, but like honestly, it's really about the songwriting. Like, if you listen to some songs and you really, like, sometimes when I'm on YouTube, I'll just look at the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm never just playing, like the Vivo music video things, like, that comes with it. I look at the lyrics, because, like, that just makes me, like, oh, my gosh.
And that's why sometimes... so good. That's why sometimes I get upset when I'm like oh my god, like if I'm talking to a guy, I'm like, bro, listen to this Justin Bieber song. I'm like, yo, Justin Bieber, what the heck? And then I'm like, bro...
No just one's because, gonna bash on you for that.
Like, just because he's a guy or whatever, like, if you really listen to his lyrics, I can guarantee you can relate to him because he's been through breakups just like you have, like, and he goes through things that like a lot of guys and girls go through too, and that's why a lot of girls listen to him. And plus, he's hot. So I mean, like,
period. What else it's do a you? It's a win win.
It's a win win. Like, for everyone.
I hate people who do that. Like my brother, I literally fight with him over like One Direction because like, and my mom literally has told me like, you need to stop. Like you don't even know them. I'm like. I don't care. Exactly. Like, my brother's like, I hate One Direction. Like, they're so stupid. I'm like, do you even know them? You don't even know them. You can't even say you hate them as a person. I said, give me a reason you don't like One Direction. And he's like, I just don't. I'm like, you cannot like their
music.
Valid.
It's not a valid reason.
You cannot like their music, but how can you not like their music? You don't even listen to them. You just think like, you hear One Direction, you're like, ew, no.
And you get that boy
like,
band image.
Yeah, like, I'm like, bro, no. First of all, you ain't ever listened to their music. Made in the AM slaps. Like, as they progress through their music career, their music just got better as the years. Like, every album, bro. Midnight Memories is like a bop. Like, that album is so good. Like, I feel like their first albums, like, there are a few first albums. It was just kind of like them having...
teeny bopper-ish.
Yeah, they were kind of having fun, like, doing whatever. Midnight Memories was, like, them just having fun. Made in the AM, bro, they was revealing everything about the management, bro. Like, how they weren't being themselves. Like, you need to listen to it. And it's just, like, it's amazing. Like, I was just, like...
I feel like every artist, I don't know because I'm not really an artist, but yeah. I think that every artist goes through like that, like not like
they like, have to like an image that they have to
with. Like, and I feel like part of that problem is because like the label kind of forces that on like upon them, like their first album kind of all like sounds like that teeny bopper kind of like. But then again, like that's what gets everyone's attention.
Yeah.
And like as soon as artists like start to change and like start to develop their own sound, and then everyone's like, oh, like I don't like their new music. No. Yeah. But it's like. That's just the phase that they're going through, and you have to follow them through thick and thin if you really want to like have them be your favorite artist.
For real, like for One Direction, when they all went separate ways, I was like, I know I'm not gonna like their individual music. Like I was off once they like broke up. I was like, dang, like I'm not gonna listen to their music. And like Harry Styles, like he was what's it called? advertising for his new album, like putting it out there, and I was like, I'm not listening to this.
Please stop, you're like, crying.
Sign of the Times. I remember the cover, like the cover of it was coming out, and I was like, I'm not listening to it, so I don't even care. Like, whatever.
Yeah, when I first heard that song, I was like, oh, this is different.
It slaps. Like, his album was so good. And I like, it's so different. Like, if you compare it to Harry Styles in One Direction, Harry Styles now, it's like he's a whole different person. Like, he with the suits, like Gucci suits every show, bro. Like, in One Direction, he wore literally black skinny jeans and black shirts with, like, a shirt tied around his hair. So, I'm like, first of all, your image changed, and now your music changed. And, like, his music has more meaning than it did in One Direction. Like, because, like, he could write just about himself. In One Direction, like oh, what's that one song? I Might Never Be an Ash.
Perfect.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect.
How do I know this and you
don't? I don't know. Perfect, what's it called? It was, like, kind of about Taylor Swift, like, a part of it, but the whole song couldn't be about one of them. Because it was all their own stories. So, like Carolina by Harry Styles is about how he had sex with the mayor's daughter in North Carolina, bruv. The whole song. And, like, he made a documentary about him making the album. Mm-hmm. It's called Made in the AM. Behind the album. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And he literally talks about they were interviewing him and they're like, so who's the girl like in Carolina? And he was like, well, they asked him like, oh, does she know that this song's about him? And he was like, he said no, she doesn't know, but mm-hmm. her name's in it. So basically he said I'm screwed with that. And I was like, oh, so we're getting an inside look on who Harry Styles is. So basically, he having fun right now. And I don't even know. I was like, ugh. And I liked the reason that they figured out who it was, because like now I can see what his type is. And it's white girls. Obviously, if he was into Taylor Swift.
Well, you know, Justin Bieber likes black girls. So, I mean.
Does he really?
Yeah, he had a black girlfriend for the quickest minute.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. I did not know about that.
I know, right? I was like, okay, Justin, what are you trying to get into this?
I thought he liked Mexicans, because Selena Gomez was definitely it. Mexicans and whites was what I thought he was going for.
Well, I mean, he is married to Hailey Baldwin now, so I mean.
Dude, when they broke up and she did that video of like, so my ex asked me to meet up for lunch and I'm trying to go for something casual. And she had on this long red gown.
I've never seen
it. Bro, I saw it. That John had me weak.
Thank you for listening to our podcast about our music taste, and enjoy this clip of an NSYNC song.